To begin this formal sitting meditation practice, start by finding your seat. Take a few moments to settle into a comfortable sitting position, a sitting position that will allow you to feel comfortable and supported throughout this time. Perhaps taking a moment to check in with the body, seeing whether your spine, neck, and head are in alignment. Feeling your hands resting on your thighs or in your lap. And if you are sitting in a chair, having your feet fall flat on the floor. Or if sitting on a cushion or meditation bench. Arranging it so that your knees are lower than your hips. And then going ahead and letting your eyes close if that feels comfortable, or focusing softly on a point on the floor about 4 or 5 feet in front of you. Allowing yourself to settle into the sensations of sitting, just as you find them, right here, right now. And then, when you are ready, shifting your attention from the sensations of sitting to the sensations of breathing. Beginning by finding that place in your body where the breath makes itself best known to you. And attending to the changing pattern of sensations in this region. For some, this may mean feeling the breath at the nostrils as the air comes into the body and the friction at the nostrils as the air leaves the body. Or at the chest, rising and falling. As you breathe, or perhaps even at the belly, expanding on the in-breath and returning on the out-breath. And so letting your attention now rest in that part of the body where you can feel the breath and be aware of breathing as it occurs. As best you can, attending all the way through as the breath enters the body on the in-breath and all the way through as the breath leaves the body on the out-breath. In this practice, there is no need to breathe in any particular way or to use the breath to get anywhere. Instead, the focus is simply on feeling your breath from one moment to the next as best you can. If, as you sit here, there are moments when you notice that your mind has wandered, perhaps drawn away to follow thoughts, sensations elsewhere in the body, or even emotions that may have come into awareness, then as best you can acknowledging this. Ah, my attention is no longer on the breath. And then gently, without a sense of judgment or blame, escorting your attention right back to the sensations of breathing and starting over. One of the nice things about this practice is that if you notice that your mind has wandered, there is nothing that has been lost or that you have to make up for. The breath has still been breathing and is constantly available as a reliable anchor for you to return to time and again. So no matter how many times your mind wanders, even in this sitting, simply acknowledging the wandering and then gently escorting your attention right back to this in-breath or to this out-breath. And now, if you are willing, allowing your attention to expand around the breath to include a sense of physical sensations throughout the whole body, noticing where the body makes contact with the chair or cushion. Becoming curious about sensations of touch or pressure. Noticing perhaps the buttocks on the chair or floor. The hands where they rest on the thighs or on each other. As best you can, holding all these physical sensations in a wider space of awareness, together with the sense of the breath and of the body as a whole. You may even like to experiment with sometimes tuning into particular regions of the body, moving in close and bringing your attention right into that region, exploring the sensations that you find there, perhaps noticing the qualities of the sensations themselves, noting the intensities, whether strong or soft, whether the sensations are continuous, whether they come and go, perhaps noticing other qualities, whether they are sharp or dull, whether they are hot or cold, and just watching as best you can from one moment to the next, without having to do anything about them or trying to alter them in any way, and perhaps seeing whether you can observe the sensations within sensations. at a certain point if you care to. Going ahead and zooming out to become aware of the landscape of sensations in the body as a whole, just as you sit here. Cradling all the sensations of the body in a friendly, spacious awareness. As best you can, being with physical sensations arising in the body. And at this point in the sitting, if you are willing, shifting your attention again and establishing a new focus at the ears as you become aware of and open to sounds. Not needing to go searching for sounds or generating sounds, but instead, as best you can, simply receiving sounds from all directions as they arise and arrive at the ears. And as you become aware of sounds, seeing as well, whether you can simply notice the pattern of auditory stimulation presented by each sound, noticing the qualities of the sounds, whether they are loud or soft, sharp or dull, continuous or intermittent, sounds that are in the room, sounds that are outside the room, sounds that are close, sounds that are far. Noticing as well the way in which sounds arise, rest in the mind, and then pass away as they are replaced by other sounds or by silence itself. And now, when you are ready, letting go of sounds as the primary focus, and bringing attention to any thoughts that might be in the mind, and to the process of thinking itself. And as was the case with sounds, when you focused awareness on whatever sounds arose, noticing thoughts now. Thoughts as they arise, as they stay a while, and then pass away. Noticing when thoughts arise, and paying attention as they linger in the space of the mind, and eventually as they dissolve and disappear. There is no need to try to make thoughts come or go. Just let them come and go on their own, in the same way that you relate it to the arising and passing away of sounds. As best you can, being present with thoughts as they appear in the mind. You might find it helpful to bring awareness to thoughts in the mind in the same way that you would if the thoughts were projected on the screen at the movies. You sit, watching the screen, waiting for a thought or image to arise. When it does, you attend to it so long as it is there on the screen, and then you let it go as it passes away. Another possibility in working with thoughts is to see them as clouds moving across a vast and spacious sky. Sometimes these clouds are dark and stormy. Sometimes they are light and fluffy. At times, they may fill the entire sky. Or they may clear out completely, leaving the sky cloudless. Whatever form they take, noticing how the clouds enter your field of view, rest for a spell, and then move through as other clouds enter, perhaps singly or together. And as you continue watching thoughts, noticing as well if any thoughts bring with them intense feelings or emotions, whether pleasant or unpleasant. As best you can, when this happens, noting their emotional charge and intensity, and seeing if it is possible to just let them be as they are. Thoughts simply as thoughts, or thoughts and emotions. and then when you are ready, as best you can, letting go of thoughts altogether and the process of thinking itself, and returning your attention back to that familiar anchor of the sensations of the breath in the body. Coming back to the touchstone of the present moment. And in the final few moments of this sitting, perhaps acknowledging that by practicing in this way, you are playing an active role in your own wellness. Simply by setting aside the time to be with your experience. Meeting it as best you can with a non-judgmental, gentle awareness, you will be better able to bring mindfulness to the ongoing moments of your life. And then letting the sound of the bells signal the end of this period of formal sitting meditation.